Hey, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I have my good friend via telephone, Mr. Tarek Lewis, on the line. And we're going to talk about what we've been watching during our quarantine lockdown. Starting off with Castlevania on Netflix. So tell me, what did you like the most about Castlevania? Because what I really liked about it is that it kind of like slowed down. Like it started focusing more on the characters. Did you like that, or what was your takeaway from it?
I like that. I thought without, you know, spoiler alert, first season, Dracula died. I thought that without Dracula, I was like, what's the point in this show?
Yeah. It was okay. It was like a typical, you know, anime show, you know, beat the bad guy, you know, blood and guts and, you know?
Yeah. But they made everybody pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I liked the way it started breaking down and, you know, like, started focusing more on the characters and, you know, the motives, you know, and things that happen to them that will drive them to be, you know, later on something else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
The action was good. It made me anticipate another season.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I kind of feel like they kind of went, like, they took a little Game of Thrones playbook, you know? How'd you feel about that? They kind of took something out of the Game of Thrones playbook, you know, with all the different characters and having their own arcs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, that was dope. I'm hyped that I watched that one. That was good. I think I'm going to get into it. I'm trying to figure out which anime show I'm going to get into. I think I'm going to put Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah. Her Full Metal Alchemist is really good. You know what I've been watching? Is JoJo's... Extraordinary Adventure or something like that?
Who?
JoJo's Weird Adventure or something like that?
I forget what it's called.
JoJo's Weird Adventure?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, something like that. It's the middle name I'm getting wrong. Is JoJo's Extraordinary Adventure or something like that?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Full Metal Alchemist and, there's something else. I've been watching a lot of horror freaks.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's the one. Bizarre Adventure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know. I've been getting into it, though. It's been interesting.
So you've been on the video game hard, right, recently?
Oh, man, yeah. I've been doing a lot of Call of Duty, a lot of messing around with this Double Dragon pack that I got. And it had a River City Ransom in it. So I started playing River City Ransom again, you know, because I love that game. And then
River City Ransom.
Yeah, I mean, I really like that game. So I started playing that again, and then I actually got into Final Fantasy, the remake. So that's what I was doing now while I was waiting for one of y'all to call. I was doing that live here on the Checkpoint XP.
Yeah.
So, did you get a game system? Did you finally give in and get a game system to keep you entertained during the quarantine time?
I think I'm going to get a PS4, but I think, is it PS5 coming out this year?
Yeah, it is, but it's going to have, they're saying that it's going to have some kind of a backwards compatibility for most of the PS4 games, but man, why wait, man? You know, you need it now. Why wait, man? You go play it now, you know?
Yeah, see, I'm probably not going to get a 5. So I think I might get the 4.
It'll be cheaper, right? And they're still going to make some shouts out to the Real Hot Chili Pepper that's listening to us. Sorry, we're kind of, I have Tarek via telephone, speakerphone, so that's why he kind of sounds like white noise sometimes, and you're probably hearing my the fan in my computer. That's probably what you hear, sounds like white noise, but as far as the PS4 is concerned, I think they're still going to keep making games for it, you know what I mean?
They what?
They're still going to keep making games for it, you know? Even if the PS5 comes out, it takes a while for them to...
They're going to do that for like the first month,
yeah.
And then it's going to be...
I don't know about the month, you know. I don't know. Who knows, you know? Unless the PS5 really takes off. I mean, look at...
Got
yeah. I mean, I just remember having a PS3, and when the PS4 came out, they were still making PS3 games for a while, you know?
Yeah.
What else, man, have you been watching, man?
Man, I've been watching so many things, and it's kind of all everything, because it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, let me throw this on.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I actually been watching? The Clone Wars Season 7.
I think I'm going to start getting back, because I watched, when it originally came out, I watched up to Season 3.
Yeah?
And then I kind of fell off. But that's what I was going to start watching. I said I was going to start watching, Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't hold off on watching Rebels and finish Clone Wars first, because you'll appreciate Rebels more. Because now, where they're going with right now, as far as Ahsoka Tano is, her arc is going, I wish I would have waited to see Rebels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've seen Rebels already, all the way to the completion. So it's kind of like I'm seeing the story backward, like I'm seeing the prequels again after I've seen the original trilogy, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So I guess, you know, if you want to do it that way, you can. But there's a new episode coming out every Friday on Disney Plus. So, you know.
On Rebels?
Yeah. No, not Rebels. The Clone Wars.
Oh, Clone Wars is back.
Yeah, Clone Wars is back. It's the new season. Yeah. So we're kind of like a mid-season kind of right now. And it's mostly focused on Ahsoka Tano. And they start off with a little bit of some clone trooper stuff. And they do, without spoiling it, you know, they focus a little bit more on the clone trooper stuff with some different clones that look a little different. They've been in the trailers. They're called, like, the Bad Batch or whatever. So there's a lot of episodes there you're like, I didn't need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But right now is kind of like I'd like to say the mid-season. Like, right now, as far as this Friday, now she's going to move on to... To help the Mandalorians retake Mandalore. So,
okay.
Yeah, so...
That's on Rebels.
Yeah, no. This is Clone Wars right now.
That's on Clone Wars.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, as far as the Rebels stuff, I wish I would have finished this Clone Wars stuff before I watched the Rebels. So, if I say you're going to get into something, just get into Clone Wars and finish it. You know, get all the way to now and keep up with all the episodes every Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when it's done, then you got the whole Rebels to finish, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of episodes by itself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So that'll probably be the thing. I do Rebels and I'll do Clone Wars and Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
I'll rock those.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to be paying attention too much to a movie. I need to be having it in the background while I'm not doing anything else.
Oh, man. Have you seen Joey, man? Joey's been MIA, man.
Who?
Joey? Have you seen Joey? Have you talked to him?
Joey's TikTok is on fire.
He's got some time on his hands.
Huh?
He's got definitely time on his hands.
Yeah. Hey, well, he's going in still.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, are you still going into the studio?
Yeah, he was at the studio mixing live, and then he said, oh, I'm going to call you guys. I go on the air at 7. And so only you called me, so.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. We're live, ladies and gentlemen, live. This is a live show, and he is via telephone. Dealing with his life, so.
Yeah,
oh man, so we'll get back into some Final Fantasy VII probably. I'll stick a little longer here on the live show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here, Geek Culture Congress. We really appreciate y'all. Hope you guys are staying safe, all that good stuff, and you know, listen to your local authorities and all that good stuff, and don't get the Rona. And if you get the Rona, take care of yourself, okay? Mid-season Clone Wars, recommended. It's a lot of filler episodes. The actress that plays Ahsoka Tano, I forget her name to save my life. I'm not going to try and remember right now. But she did defend some of the filler episodes there. And they are kind of important so you can get the arc of the character. And, you know, I recommend it. You know, it's not a spoiler for you, dude. You're a Star Wars fan. Oh, you're good, bro.
Yeah.
So, what else did I see? Gosh, I'm like lost. I saw Bloodshot.
Oh, you watched Bloodshot?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was It was good. It wasn't bad. It was definitely not. It wasn't a stinker. Was it a great, you know, theatrical masterpiece? Not really. Was it, if you're an action, if you like action films and sci-fi films, will you dig it? Yeah, you'll dig it. Was it true to the comic book? Somewhat. Most of it. Definitely. And I didn't read that much Bloodshot back in my day. So, you know, I might be wrong. But for what I remember from the comic book, it was pretty close. You know, they did take some liberties there. I guess there's going to be a sequel eventually, or, you know, they always set it up. You know what I mean? So the
Vin Diesel is notorious for not being in his sequels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he produced it, so how's he not going to be in his own movie?
I don't know. Did he produce Triple X? He damn sure wasn't in. He certainly wasn't in the Triple X sequel.
I don't know. I don't know if that was a scheduling thing or he just decided not to be in it. I don't remember what the issue was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it wasn't his, and then he got it, like he bought it or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think what he had done was that he took the Triple X thing, and then he wanted to produce it. So I guess the movie studio who had it let him produce a new Triple X movie, and that's when he did the Return of Xander, whatever his name is in that movie. Xander Cage or something like that, I forget. And then he did the one with that he had Ice Cube come out. Remember?
Yeah, but he wasn't in that one.
Yeah, no, he had the one that the Ice Cube came out as like a supporting character. They were both in it together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was one of those sequels. Yeah, but anyway, definitely the Bloodshot is, you know, for lack of not having better things to do. If you have the chance to do it and you got the money to do it, and you like action movies and sci-fi, it's probably going to be a good watch for you. If you're a Vin Diesel fan, you'll definitely enjoy it. I definitely give it a solid 6.5. My wife says a 9.
The thing is, the character is very similar to a character I'm writing, so I might need to watch it just to make sure
you don't
sure
get that cease and desist.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh man, what else did I watch? Gosh, that's pretty much it, man. Just playing this Final Fantasy VII remake, man. It's interesting. You ever play the original game?
Dude, I played so many versions of that fucking game.
Yeah.
I don't know where to stop, you know what I mean. I definitely played 7.
Yeah. You played the original 7.
Previously.
I know. I was complaining about like certain things, like there was like a bunch of like cutscenes that I had to actually move the character, but he was like hurt or whatever, and I'm like, man, I want to run through this, like I want to get to the nitty gritty, man, like because they kind of made it now and I guess a lot of the new Final Fantasy games are like this, and I just never played them, that they put there's moving in action that you have to do. Like, you actually put in the character in action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like an action RPG now, you know? When you need to call, like, your special attacks and your magic spells and use items, that's when it slows down.
Yeah. Back then, it'd be like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
I want to read him a novel.
Yeah.
He has that motherfucker poem. Open your phone.
Yeah. No. Now, actually, you got to mash the button and actually attack now, you know, and defend. But then when you call up, you want to call up spells and items, that's when it slows down and it goes RPG, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you got to get used to that. So I'm starting to trying to get used to that with this game.
I'm about to be a complete scumbag, and I'm walking into a liquor store.
Oh,
don't
fine.
Be alarmed.
That's okay. I'm running out anyway. Other than that, man, there's nothing else going on, man. Let me sign off with you, brother. Unless you got something else you want to talk about, unless you watch something else.
Yeah, maybe let's do that. Let's start doing that. I don't see doing shit on Mondays.
Yeah. So next Monday, call me and we'll go live again like we are now, and we'll talk, man. Are there anything else you wanted to that you caught that you wanted to give a little quick review of?
I don't have anything right now.
Okay, cool.
So,
cool.
Well, let's just catch up.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll probably have some stuff.
Definitely, brother. Thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate it. I'm glad you're well, and you're doing good.
All right. Yeah, you too, man.
All right. Go ahead and drop your socials, man, for everyone watching and all that good stuff.
My name is Tarek on Instagram. I'm busy. I'm out here.
All right, brother. We'll talk soon.
Hey, man.
All right, later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.